This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. And this is the story of a young man who's invented a board game to help his people, the Maasai, often referred to as the cow people, manage the drought cycle that has long devastated their herds. Jacob Mayani is a JMU graduate student. Jacob's home and heart, however, are 8,000 miles away in Kenya. So how did a young Maasai end up in Harrisonburg pursuing a graduate degree at JMU?
I was born and brought up in a very small village in south of Kenya. I went to primary schools there and went to high school in Kenya. And then I work with people who came to do research in my home area, in my country. And that's how I started getting my hands on into meeting people from different countries and different cultural backgrounds. Through them, I met other people.
What were they doing research in predominantly?
Okay, most of them were working on research on environment, human-wildlife interaction, vegetation cover, kind of ecology-based type of research and stuff like that. The first researcher I worked with was particularly interested in the interaction of human and wildlife. And so...
Now, interaction of humans and wildlife, what does that mean?
The interaction of human and wildlife means that the way human or the Maasai, in my case, interact with wildlife, because we live in parts of the country that are, you know, they're closer to national government protected areas for wildlife, like national parks and national reserves. And we've coexisted with this wildlife for many years, and so a lot of them are found in Maasai land in Kenya.
Are you Maasai?
Yes, I am Maasai.
And what does that mean?
Being Maasai means that I was brought up in a culture that's very distinctive and very different from most other cultures. Maasai is one of many ethnic groups that are found in Kenya. There are about 42 different ethnic groups in the country, and Maasai is one of them. However, Maasai are very small percentage-wise in terms of population in the country, but they are probably one of the most known ethnic groups in Africa. And the only reason is because of their distinct culture and the tradition that they've been able to keep for years and centuries until present.
What's distinctive about it?
Maasai people are commonly known as cow people because they love herding. They have a very distinct culture. They dress traditionally for most part until present. Even the way of life is just different from other people. They haven't interacted a lot with people from the West, even though over a period of time, people have been changing, you know, cultures change over time. But Maasai have been able to significantly keep their tradition compared to most other Kenyan or African ethnic groups.
Were you raised in a traditional way?
Yes, I was. I was raised in a Maasai traditional way, meaning that growing up as a young boy, even though I got an opportunity to go to attend school, I still was able to participate in the normal chores a young Maasai boy is expected to do. For instance, like herding cows and goats during the holidays. I did that a lot, and I loved that. That was my favorite thing I wanted to do when I was at home during the break. And I helped my parents. I did everything what we were supposed to do. I grew up, I went through the process of becoming a man, which is the initiation process. We went through the ceremony and tradition, and then I became a warrior. I joined an age group, so I have my age group that I can identify with back home. And so, and joining an age group or becoming part of an age group means that you have to live according to how you're supposed to live, according to that age group.
This is so interesting. I've seen pictures of Maasai my whole life, you know, National Geographic pictures.
Yeah.
Beautiful graceful looking people with working as herding or
just
whatever.
Herding and keeping cows, this is their main occupation. And like I said, they are probably one of the most famous groups because of their unique tradition and their physical appearance and just the way they identify themselves with their traditional clothes called shuka, which are mostly red in color. And
talk
so,
about the appearance a little bit, because you are sitting here, you look like a college student, an American college student.
Yes, I look like an American college student right now because I'm in this environment, and so I have to adapt to this environment. But traditionally, if I was at home and living with my people in my community, I'll be dressed in Maasai clothes, which is Maasai shuka, which are red clothes. Sheila brought them here with me. And with beads, with a lot of beads in my neck and my hands, bracelets. We love jewelry. Mostly love jewelry. Mostly made of beads. So people, that's just one of the distinctive features you can identify mostly from a group of people.
You love Kenya and you love the life of a Maasai. You love living that, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do love living it because, you know, this is the people that I identify with. These are the people that made me who I am, and they've gone through a lot, and Maasai are very hardworking people. They're very resilient. They go through a lot of difficulties, and because most of them live in arid environments, they move around with their cattle. They work so hard to survive the droughts, and so, yeah, I like the fact that I was born in Kenya, I was born Maasai, so it's a big thing.
And yet you're here.
Yep, I am here.
Through his summer research work in Kenya, Jacob Mayani met JMU's Dr. Jennifer Kaufman. Jacob says it was too expensive for him to think about going to university in Kenya. Plus, he had a lot of young siblings who needed money for school as well. So he applied to JMU and was accepted in the Centennial Scholars Program. One undergraduate geography degree later, and it was on to Integrated Science and Technology grad school, and to Jacob's invention of his board game that addresses the Maasai's greatest economic threat, cow mortality. So why ISAT and why a board game?
ISAT states Integrated Science and Technology encourages students to come up with ideas and use technology that is available and come up with innovation that can be used in the real world. And so thinking of the problem that my people go through every couple of years in Kenya with the lives of mortality as a result of drought, this is trying to understand deeper about this problem and possible ways of, you know, reducing the effects of the drought in our community.
You have invented a board game that will help your people
deal
with the drought.
Yes, I did.
Now, why a board game?
I invented a board game because a board game is something that most people around the world can identify with, as opposed to a computer model. Because a computer model might probably help somebody like me who's been able to have access to a computer and be able to interpret computer models, understand the problem deeper. But it may not make as much sense to somebody who has zero or even little experience to a computer. And so changing the idea of coming up with a computer model to make a board game similar was a good thing for my people, because they can easily, it's just a matter of explaining to them how to play and they can participate in it and being part of the game.
Do you remember when you had the idea to do a board game?
Yes, I do. It occurred to me in the early spring of 2012 after taking a class with my professor on Introduction to System Dynamics. And it explained my professor about this problem of cattle mortality that kind of creates this boom and bust cycle of people stocking livestock. Then after a couple of years, the drought comes and wipes all their animals. And then people are left, you know, with a lot of difficulties because livestock is their main source of livelihoods. These people don't go to work every day. They don't do a lot of agriculture, so they depend on their cows 100%. And so when I introduced this idea to my professor, he told me, you know, designing a computer model might probably be a good idea to help you understand, but maybe a game will be nice for you and for the community to be able, if we can design a game that people can play and be able to experience these dynamics that are causing these problems.
And what are the dynamics of the drought? What are you trying to get across?
There are some that we are able to model and make them part of the game that people can experience, like things to do with population. We have kids represented in the game because one of the reasons, there are things that we could incorporate in the games, like the effects of climate change, because the effect of climate change makes even a more complex situation, brings another more complex situation. But we are able to address some of the things that contributes to this problem. For instance, like people's way of doing things, the overstocking of livestock, human population increase, and just natural events that happen. And that's how we have all these events like predation, you know, and other traditional factors that may affect people's livestock holding or cattle holdings in one way or the other. And so we design things that are able to, that can easily relate, that people can easily relate to them and mimic people's lifestyle.
Jacob's board game is called Aramad, a Maasai word meaning mind your cattle. Elizabeth Zorni, writing for JMU's student newspaper The Breeze, described Jacob's game this way. Each player is the owner of a cattle herd and the head of a household. As in reality, cattle market prices vary by seasons and rainfall, and water, social, and cultural dynamics are always changing. Each round in the game simulates 1 year. Players progress around a board that has 4 sections that represent seasons. Each season, players use the dice to figure out how much it will rain during the 2 wet months. The higher the dice roll, the more rain the player gets. And what do you want the Maasai, your people, to learn from this about handling droughts?
What we are trying to achieve from this game is we're trying to have the people experience these problems in a game board setting. Once people go through the game board and play and cows die and some survive the drought like this in real life, then people can sit down and talk and have a dialogue of trying to think of better ways to minimize the effects of these inevitable periods of drought.
Jacob Maiani and his faculty advisor are hoping to find funding to further develop the game, perhaps tailoring it to other African cultures who deal with drought. Jacob will be demonstrating his board game at a JMU Passport event this coming Monday. You'll find a link with information all about that on the Spark page at WMRA.org. Back after a break with Terry Ward, Eye on Art.